a woman known as Dr. Germ and another woman nicknamed Mrs. Anthrax. Iraqi officials and the U.S. military not confirming details. Earlier, a military spokesman said U.S. officials released eight people Saturday who were once considered high-value detainees. He wouldn't name those who'd been freed, but said they no longer posed a security threat and no charges were being filed. Preliminary results from Iraq's biggest electoral district shows a Shiite alliance leading with 58% of the vote. Iraq's Electoral Commission says nearly 90% of the ballots have been counted in Baghdad. The commission says the Shiite United Iraqi Alliance has gotten more than 1.4 million votes, followed by the Sunni Arab Iraqi Accordance Party with about 452,000 votes, and the party of former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi is running in third place. No further details from the commission. Baghdad will have 59 of the Iraqi parliament's 275 seats. It could take another week before the votes are all counted. While standing up the Iraqi army has been a main goal of the U.S. military, there is an equally important training operation underway, the Iraqi Navy. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Dan McClellan, commander of the 10-ship security force that helps guard Iraqi territorial waters in the Arabian Gulf, he says an Iraqi maritime force is more than just window dressing. He says it's needed to guard the nation's economy. Two oil platforms in the Gulf provide Iraq with 90% of its national revenue, and they present an attractive target for insurgents, he says. McClellan says Iraqis are now in charge of security at one of those platforms. The handover of the second may take a while. The U.S. government says today fewer teens are smoking cigarettes. A report by the National Institute on Drug Abuse also finds the use of illicit drugs is declining, but there's an increase in the rates of prescription painkiller abuse. Long-term trends show a significant increase in OxyContin abuse from 2002 to 2005 among 12th graders. The director of the National Institutes of Health calls the trend disturbing. He says it's important young people understand the risks of abusing any drug. This is Air America Radio News.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you, sitting in for Mike for the next 3 days. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. My thanks to Tom Hartman, who gave me such an incredible introduction that I hope I can live up to it. Hey, when Mike Malloy, Tom Hartman, and me, Peter Werby, were on the old IE America Radio Network, owned by the United Auto Workers, begun in 2000, more or less the predecessor to this wonderful Air America Network, we were just way too rad for the times. But now, hey, I think our time has come. Please join me at 866-303-2270. Lots to talk about. Of course, the big stories, Bush's speech last night on the war and how everything's just going swimmingly. You got a few sacrifices, a few bumps ahead. He even tried a little humility instead of his usual arrogant demeanor, right? And the freedom in Iraq, but, of course, the other big story, the Bill of Rights being trashed in the United States. One piece of good news here that I thought was really interesting, one of these little stories that just sort of tickles me. You tell me how it hits you. This is from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania student is off the hook after the American Civil Liberties Union defended his right to wear a political T-shirt to school. Now, Chris Asciano, he had a T-shirt on that said International Terrorist and had a picture of Bush. Some of you have seen that. Friends of mine even wear it. A security guard at his high school north of Philadelphia told him to take it off, and he refused. Chiano says he's well-versed in the First Amendment. He says, quote, he knew right off that they had no legal footing to stand on. What a interesting concept, the Bill of Rights, that Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech or the press. These are rights we have to hold on to these days very dearly and not be frightened out of them. That's happened before in American history any number of times. During the McCarthy era of the 1950s, during World War I, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, just trashed by the identical people, the identical social and political forces that are attempting to do it today. Hey, I just jumped right into this, didn't I? I didn't even really say hello to everybody, and it's I did kind of say what a pleasure it is to be here on the Mike Malloy Show. I should say the happy holidays to everyone, season's greetings and all of that. And, you know, normally when people would say to me, Merry Christmas, or during a season like this, I would generally say Merry Christmas back to them. But now that these right-wing fascistic Christians want to force that upon everyone, that's never leaving my lips again. So you can call up and not even necessarily wish me anything, but if you say Merry Christmas, I'm going to say thank you. I think anything else I would say the same. If you'd said Happy Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or a Merry Solstice, and the solstice, by the way, has already occurred. And this is an incredibly beautiful holiday. All the pagan holidays are. They're about life. They mark life, not death, not sacrifice, but life and the different passages of the season. And this is an extraordinarily important one for all of us, given these times especially. And that is the darkness, the longest night, the shortest day is over, and we're moving towards the light. Ain't that great? That's what we should be doing, too. And there's good reason to think. I thought that Bushco, as I call him, you know, Mike calls him the Bush crime family. I call him Bushco, like Bush Incorporated, because essentially it is just a racket to fleece the American people, to loot us, to loot the rest of the world. So rather than even seeing it as a political regime, essentially, and then Mike has it right, it's a criminal regime based on looting the classes below it, which is about 90% of us, right? And certainly the rest of the world. Now, okay, so good old Cristiano, he gets to wear his international terrorist T-shirt. In the meantime, Bush is vigorously defending domestic spying. He's been accused of acting above the law, do you think? And he's, you know, he's gotten really forceful lately. I don't know, maybe he's got a better speechwriter or something like that. But he said that it is an effective tool in disrupting terrorists and insisted that it's not an abuse of American civil liberties. A lot of senators, including, of course, Republicans, don't agree with him. Eavesdropping helps save U.S. lives, he says. Shocked lawmakers demand spy program probe. These are just headlines I'm reading. But then there's all these other programs that are sort of, if you will, below the radar, like these Pentagon programs that are investigating peaceful Quaker groups that are saying that, what's their song, We Are Gentle, Angry People, that they move out of their deep-seated Christian religion. They read it, unlike the people in power, as a religion of peace. And I don't know. I mean, I'm glad they're trying to do that. I'm not sure, in my view of things, or at least historically, it comes out like that. But all power to them. I mean, hey, the Christians I know are all wonderful folks involved in peace and social justice and use their religion as the basis of their desire for that kind of justice for the world. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. Or hey, you can email me as well, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. That's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And speaking of the old IE America Radio Network, that remains from that. Phone number here, 866-303-2270. Got a little glitch with our system, so I'm not going to be able to see who's calling me. We'll have a I'll get you in a minute. We've got a couple-minute wait, and then we'll have our first break, and hopefully then I'll be able to get you all on the air. In the meantime, if you're not familiar with me, maybe many of you aren't, you can go to my website. See my picture? No, it's not worth doing. But lots of interesting stuff there, I think. PeterWerbe.com. Last name is W-E-R-B-E. W-E-R-B-E. PeterWerbe.com. All right, so Bush is defending domestic spying, saying, hey, this is necessary. We have this evil enemy. This is the Fu Manchu. Some of you folks who are a little older remember that. They always, or Blofeld, remember from James Bond? These are people so evil, so powerful, that even the most powerful countries in the world can't stop them. I mean, if you think about it, it's very possible that Al-Qaeda could have as a membership in the hundreds. In the hundreds. That's not to say that a few hundred people can't do a hell of a lot of damage. And we know the damage they've done around the world, and including to our country on September 11th. So there ought to be the most intricate, what can we, how can we, in other words, whatever is necessary within reason. Now, reason means, What possible harm can people do to us? Well, we see what suicide bombers do. We see what they could do when they get their hands on a plane. But what we need is police work. This isn't a war. You don't have a war of nations against several hundred men, crazy right-wing religious fanatics, right? We have to stop them. We have to make sure that they don't do these kind of things again. We have to limit their capacity. I mean, one of the things that would be nice to do, of course, would be to undercut the reasons for their anger towards us. But I'm getting far afield. Let's get back to civil liberties. All right, so Bush is saying that while domestic spying is important for our safety, that he does not abuse American civil liberties. Well, get this story. This is from New Bedford, Massachusetts. A senior at UMass at Dartmouth was visited by federal agents 2 months ago after he requested a copy of Mao Zedong's book on communism called The Little Red Book. Some of you folks from the 60s remember that. Many of these communists used to, you know, wave it as they did in China. Two history professors at UMass Dartmouth, Brian Williams and Robert Portbriand, said the student told him he requested the book through the UMass Dartmouth Library's interlibrary loan program. The student was completing a research paper on communism for Professor Portbriand's class on fascism and totalitarianism. He filled out a form for the request, leaving his name, address, phone number, and social security number. He was later visited at his parents' home in New Bedford by two agents of the Department of Homeland Security. Should be Fatherland Security, I would say. The professor said the student was told by the agents that the book is on a watch list and that his background, which included significant time abroad, triggered them to investigate the student further. Now, what in the hell does the sayings of Chairman Mao, these little aphorisms that are sort of worthless. I don't know why people in the 60s thought that they had any validity whatsoever. Remember what the Beatles said about that. But this reminds me, I don't know if I got time for this story. I think we're probably going to go to a break. But talk about chilling effects. Let's see if there's any more to this down here. The student told the professors that the homeland, let's call them the fatherland security agents, told them the book was on a watch list. They brought the book with them but did not leave it with the student. This is absolutely incredible. One of the professors said, "My instinct is that there is a lot more monitoring than we think. I shudder to think of all the students I've had monitoring Al-Qaeda websites, what the government must think of that." Mao Tse-tung, he says, is completely harmless. All right, we're going to come back and get a little more of this story. In the meantime, if you want to call me, Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit. Mike, having done earlier duties on the Randy Rhodes Show, 866-303-2270, calltalkyes@yahoo.com, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Oh, man, I got a pile of them already. Short ones, please, please. At 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to be talking with Meju Louie, who is the executive director of United for a Fair Economy. Because while Bush Co. and Bush himself taking all this time away from us being able to look at the other issues that affect us so dramatically, like the economy, I didn't finish the sentence, but it's all there. Hey, we were talking about civil liberties and how these Fatherland Security agents visited a University of Massachusetts Dartmouth senior who had checked out a Red Book. Mao Zedong's little red book. What in the hell that has to do with terrorism is way beyond anyone. But here, this is an email I got. And it said, my husband Robert is a regular listener to your show. He's talking about my show in Detroit. Recently, he learned of George W. Bush's secret spying on American citizens, this coming on the heels of the Senate's refusal to pass the USA Patriot Act. My husband has lobbied hard to keep the Patriot Act from being passed. Now he's concerned that his anti-Bush activities, visiting anti-Bush sites and listening to your show, is making him a target of Bush's spies and his spying activities. See, this is what's happening to our country. I mean, most of us aren't going to put up with that guff. Oh, by the way, she says that not that this would stop him. But it's going to stop some people because you're going to think, well, if you're in Detroit, you know, should I come out on Wednesday to the demonstration against the war that's going to happen in Royal Oak, Michigan, on the corner of Woodward and 11 Mile Road? And you think, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm going to be spied on. Maybe I won't get that scholarship. Maybe I won't get a job. Maybe I'll get put in a camp. I mean, people's paranoia can raise pretty high, to be sure. A friend of mine's long ago, during the Soviet era, was doing a PhD at the University of Belgrade in Yugoslavia. And his professor went to the Soviet Union, to the Moscow Library, and wanted to find a manuscript that someone had written who had been murdered, executed by Stalin. And there was a card for this manuscript that everyone thought had completely disappeared. So he said, wow, great. So he filled out the form, and he waited, and he waited, and he didn't get the book. You know what he got? In the 1970s, or maybe even the 1960s, in Soviet Moscow, the same thing that this senior got in New Bedford, Massachusetts. He got agents of the state saying, why do you want this book? Of course, this was, why do you want this book, comrade? Friends of the Soviet Union don't ask for this. This is where we're heading if the people of the United States don't stand up. Let's go to Chris in Madison, Wisconsin. Chris, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And sure.
You gave me just about the perfect intro for what I wanted to say.
Go for it. We only have a few minutes.
I am, this spying terrifies me. I am worried about how far down the ladder they're reaching. For example, I'm a disabled man living in rural Wisconsin, and there's no conceivable way I could be a threat to anyone, but I have visited plenty of websites, and I'm on mailing lists and everything. What exactly are they planning to do when they look at demonstrators? I mean, we already know he's got an enemies list. I'm sorry, I'm not real organized here. We know he's got an enemies list, and my earliest political memories are Nixon.
Sure, with the enemies list, yeah.
It's the, This is terrifying to me.
Well, you know what? Think about this. I mean, governments are pretty nasty affairs, and generally throughout their existence for the last 4,000 years, they have terrified people, and that is the purpose. In order to insulate the people at the top that command the majority of wealth and privilege and power, they want to scare people into not doing what may threaten all that wealth and power and privilege. And sometimes they get a little more vicious about it. But what do they like to do? First off, they like to fool us. That's the first thing. You know, the people at the top rule us, and the next level fools us. And they do it through a variety of means. When they rarely have to get down to naked power. That's when things really get ugly. We're not at that point yet. We saw some of that in the 1960s with the attacks that were made by the political state on different groups like the Black Panther Party and other people, the way the police acted, say, at the 1968 Democratic Convention. But we're not there yet. But Bush certainly has all the components within his administration and within his psyche and these people that surround him. They are rulers in the old sense, not in the democratic sense, not in the few countries that exist that don't operate the way the vast majority of nation states have acted since they arose. So we have to be really vigilant. And if we're waiting for someone else, if we're waiting for the Democrats or waiting for the other guy, We're going to be in real trouble. So, we should be worried, but we should not let this create a situation where we're afraid to do anything, because that plays right into their hands. Chris, thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Phil in Oregon. Phil, Peter Werby with you. Hi.
How you doing?
Doing good. Tell me quick. We're almost out of time.
Can't tell you what I got to tell you quick. I'm the current victim at those paths. I told the lady a little bit of the background.
Well, here's unfortunately the problem, Phil. We're going to have to cut you loose and talk about it another time because I hear the music coming up and no time for a long story. And we've got another segment. Those of you on the line, please hold on. We're going to be talking about what's happening within our economy, more giveaways to the wealthy. Major Louis from the United for a Fair Economy will be our guest on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. Right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131.06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike here at Air America Radio. 866-303-2270. Thanks, by the way, to Patricia for correcting me. Why did I think the solstice was tonight? You know why? Because one of the DJs here at WRIF in Detroit told me that it was. Actually, the winter solstice, she informs me, is coming Wednesday, December 21st at 1835 UT. What the hell is that? Anyways. Eastern at 1:35 p.m., Pacific at 10:35 a.m. All right, as I was saying a little earlier, we are fixated, understandably, at this horrible war based on lies and deceit, deception, everything that is wrong with a government. And all the implications of it are so big that it's hard to talk about anything else. But one of the things that's happening, I mean, with the Bushco, it's always, right in front of our face, but always behind our back. And that has to do with economics. What's happening in the tax system? What's happening in the economy in general? We're told continually things are getting better and better. Let's bring to our microphone Meju Louis. And Meju Louis is the executive director of United for a Fair Economy. She was a Boston City Hospital kitchen worker for 20 years, rose within the ranks to become president of AFSCME Local 1489, and now director of United for a Fair Economy in Boston, where we're talking to her. Meju Louis, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby.
Hi, Peter. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Now, there was just a tax bill passed. Tell us what the major defining elements of that. We're supposed to be looking at bringing down the deficit. Does this new tax bill do that?
Well, you talked about deceit when you started introducing this, and I think we have deceit not only when it comes to the war, but certainly when it comes to the economy. And in fact, in the president's remarks about the war, he didn't say anything about the cost of that war, but he's only telling us that we have to keep on hanging on because everything's going great. So in terms of raising money, they're not raising money for the war or for anything else. They are giving more tax cuts to the already wealthy. And I think we just have to look at this most recent round of tax cuts on the backdrop of what's been going on over the last few years. We've seen repeated tax cuts to the very wealthiest. Most of the tax cuts have gone to the top 1%, so that in 2002-2003, we saw 51 more billionaires created in the United States, and 1 million more people fell in poverty. And then in the year after that, there were 61 more billionaires created, and 1 million more people fell into poverty. So we have about 37 million people in poverty today.
Well, all I keep thinking of are these old adages, like the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
Well, yes, and we do a lot of talks with folks around the country, and they say that, but what we try to tell them, it's not a natural disaster like a hurricane or something like that, and it's also not an act of God. Some people would like us to think that the wealthy just deserve all this, but it's actually because of policies made by our government. And so that brings us back to this issue of where are the tax cuts going? Just recently in the stuff that was just passed in the last few days, they want to extend the dividend and capital gains tax cuts. Now, you and I don't have a whole lot of stock ownership, so the fact that our dividend income is going to be taxed less than the income that we get from working isn't going to make any difference for us. In fact, we're going to pay full fare because all of our income tax is from, the income that we get from going to work every day. So for the people who don't go to work every day and collect dividend income from their trust funds, those people are going to get a break because they're going to have greater after-tax income. So we're actually giving money back to those who need it the least and taking more money out of the pockets of those who can least afford to give it.
Now, historically, this would make some sense because most governments, since they arose like 4,000 years ago, did exactly that. It was a sort of an apparatus, a racket for fleecing the majority of the population for the benefit of those at the top. But when it begins to act to the detriment of the entire society, that is driving the entire country into debt for some short-run profit, you then want to reverse one of these old adages and say, if they're so rich, how come they're not smart? I mean, they're rich already. It's not like they needed more, but we're living on borrowed capital and to some extent borrowed time, don't you think?
Well, yes, and you said that it's always been that way. Well, when it was the Roman Empire or something, everybody understood their place in society. But in the United States, we're not supposed to get stuck in a certain social status. We're supposed to have social mobility. That's the whole idea of this kind of a democracy. And yet, more and more, we're seeing a rigidified class system, and it's harder and harder to get out of a low-income bracket if that's where you are, because as we've seen, these cuts just make it harder and harder to get out of that situation.
Meju Louie is my guest. She's the executive director of United for a Fair Economy. They have a wonderful website, very educational, and they have lots of programs, too, that if you have a church group or a union or a community group, something like that, you could hook into for workshops or just for general information. It's faireconomy.org. What a concept. Why does that seem increasingly almost like a radical concept to have a fair economy?
Well, that's what this United States is supposed to be about, once again. In fact, I mean, if you've got kids or, anybody in your family that's young, you know that one of the first things they learn to say is, that's not fair.
Right.
It's something that is almost in the air that we breathe, and we assume that we should get some fairness. But right now, the way that things are going in the economy, we're getting less and less fairness. So there are people who are working really hard every day, and yet that hard work, tugging away at those bootstraps, is not helping them rise up the economic ladder.
But aren't we seeing all the time that the stock market's doing well and productivity is up? And so where's the negative end of it?
Well, the way that we measure the success of our economy is through the gross national product. And what that is it's about the amount of goods and services that are bought and sold all the time. So, for example, with Hurricane Katrina, I mean, it wiped people out. It was a total disaster. It took away many, many people's assets. On the other hand, it was good for the gross national product because there was a lot more spending by the government to put more money into circulation. The stock market of the oil companies certainly rose dramatically. All of that was good for the numbers in the economy, but it was not good for the people at the base. So I think it's important for us to probably look for other measures of what makes an economy successful, one that benefits a few, even though those numbers look good, is certainly not a fair economy.
Now, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, the media used to almost hang on every word of his, but he's recently warned of possible dire consequences to the economy if policymakers don't attack the federal budget deficits that are going to soar even more when retire. I mean, as it is, we're an indebted nation. Bush is talking about spending more and more money for rebuilding the Gulf Coast. More and more money is going to be needed for the Iraq and Afghan wars that probably will be endless. Where's this all going to come from? Is it all just being borrowed from foreign banks?
Well, the national economy is really a lot like our own household budget. You need to have income in order to be able to spend it. And if you spend more and more, you either have to raise your income or go into debt. And more Americans are going into debt, which is part of the problem. The economy is being bolstered by so much consumption by people who really can't afford it. So those debts are going to come due, and when they come due, you're going to see a downturn. But the country as a whole is doing the same thing. We're spending massive amounts on the war. We now have a lot of spending to do on rebuilding in the Gulf area. But where's the money going to come from? It's just unconscionable that when you are talking about spending this much on a war, for example, that you would be talking about tax cuts at the same time. In fact, it's the first time in history of this country that we have been supposedly at war and have allowed wealthy people not to contribute, not to share in that sacrifice, and not to pay greater amounts of taxes.
And when you borrow, not only do you have to pay back the principal, you also have to pay back the interest. So when we now pay taxes, our money's not going just to finance anything from a fire department to a war in Iraq. It's also debt service. We're paying interest on what Bush has borrowed.
That's right. And that debt service is quite expensive in terms of the discretionary budget. It's over 10%, I'm trying to remember if it's 11% or what, of the discretionary budget right now goes to that debt service, more than what we pay on housing needs or education. It's pretty crazy.
We just have about a minute left, but I was serious about that question that I put in kind of a facetious way, turning that old adage on its head. If they're so rich, why aren't they smart? It doesn't seem the way to run a system. I mean, if they would have given money away to the middle class and the working class, we would have spent it all. Now they've driven us into debt with the war and with tax cuts. This doesn't seem like the... Well, these guys have always been fairly incompetent. Maybe that's just where it all lays.
Well, I think that, unfortunately, our system rewards short-sightedness so that they're not looking farther out at what's going to happen to this country and what is the economic burden that's going to be placed on their children and their grandchildren and other generations. So it's really very selfish, short-sighted behavior. We have a kind of very individualistic and just-in-time society. So one of the things at United for a Fair Economy, the way we feel, is that we have to start looking out for the longer term,
and we have
to start looking out for each other and protecting the common good when it's every man for himself and every woman and child for themselves.
Thank you so much for being with us, Meju Louie. It's been a pleasure. Go to their website, faireconomy.org. This is Peter Werbe on The Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591. 800-981-7591. That's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200. $100 discount certificate, so your sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit with you, 866-303-2270. A lot of email coming into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You people are wonderful. Thanks for the nice things you're saying and for also all the information. A little earlier, I shouldn't just repeat things. I understand it. But I said the solstice was tonight, and, of course, the solstice is on the 21st. Patricia, as I said the winter solstice 2005 is this coming Wednesday, December 21st at 1835 UT. And I said, what's UT? Well, about 10 of you wrote in, including Malachi, who said, it means universal time. I'm thinking, universal time? Where did that come from? And he says, what used to be called Greenwich Mean Time before the U.S. complained that it was named after someplace outside of the U.S. Is that true? I mean, I tend to accept that. But when I see times, I still see GMT. I mean, if she would have said 1835 GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, I would have understood what it meant. All right, let's get some of our calls. People have been waiting very patiently. Let's go to Michael in the Bronx. Michael, hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. And if I can echo the words of someone that I really despise, you're doing a heck of a job.
Well, that's what Bush just said about Rumsfeld. Maybe
actually,
that's the kiss of death.
Oh, gee whiz.
Because that's what he said about Brownie. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. Now he said that about Rumsfeld.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. What's up, though? We got just a bit of time.
Yeah, the thing that's bothering me with this spying, people should be really asking the questions in terms of interrogating his credibility. I mean, he says that he's doing this to protect the American people and to combat the terrorists, but then yet he's tapping into the telephones and the privacy of the innocent American people, the people he's supposed to be protecting, and not even touching base with terrorists like Osama bin Laden and et cetera. And then the thing that really gets me is that he wants to say that he cannot give out too much information because the enemy might get this. You know, is the enemy this or the enemy that? But who the hell is the enemy? I'd like to know who it is, since they're the ones that, I'm talking Bush and company, are telling the American people to be vigilant to combat the terrorists. But give us some names. You know, is this an enemy that is so detrimental and such an imminent threat to the American people? Name some names.
Well, that's exactly what I heard on the Tom Hartman Show, who was sitting in on a Majority Report, is that actually who we're fighting is fairly small in number, in the hundreds. But this is like communism,
because
we want to mobilize the entire resources of this society and suppress dissent, just like always happens when we are faced with this implacable memory. All right, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate your call. We talked just a little while ago with the head of United for a Fair Economy about what's happening to people that aren't at the top. This is from Cindy, listening in Washington State. She said, my husband is 58 and I'm 53, and our retirement plans have been become shot through of holes. We just went to the bank today and took out $5,000 from our IRA, and we're going to pay the fine and taxes on it, on our 2005 income tax, to put 100% of it on our credit card. In January, we will repeat the withdrawal and put all the debts to bed. We refuse to do business with the loan shark credit card companies of America. Refuse, she says. We will begin our cheap living now instead of 10 to 15 years hence, and we will refrain from spending at the stores or anywhere else. I'm sure millions of people will be doing the same next year. I've always had a moderate income throughout my life. I've never really maximized. People always tell me I'm an underachiever. Never really maximized a career, never made much of an effort for it, to tell you the truth. And my wife and I have lived low and level. That means when I go to buy a watch, I go to buy a watch for $7.95. That's right. It tells the time. That's all I need. I wear jeans. I don't, you know, I mean, if we have some obligation, as Cindy is saying, not to be strung out to these loan sharks, that what we see on television in the advertisement shouldn't be the standard by which we live our lives. I know many of you are really pressed economically with kids, with aging parents, without adequate income, job loss, and all that. I'm not putting this on you. But we have to live within our income, or these loan sharks, just as Cindy says, are going to have their claws into us. All right, let's see. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry's in Phoenix. Jerry, hi, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter. It's nice to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Great show. And I just have to confess, I've been listening to talk radio now for probably the past week. My wife's been listening a lot longer than I have, and I just, you know, was listening to rock and roll. But I know there's a lot wrong with this country that I don't know if it's ever going to be right or not. My wife and I go to South America quite a bit. I even called the guys at the airport a bunch of Nazis because they were checking me out.
No, don't do that.
I did.
Yeah, well, that probably got them looking up your butt.
There was a guy that looked like Mr. Smith off the Matrix that was just sort of staring at me. I just stared back at him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, but tell me
in about 30 seconds because we got to go real quick.
Got it. There are a lot of elected officials that I've heard that have been on these radio talk shows. They swore to uphold the Constitution. Why isn't that any of the talk show hosts have asked them specifically, look, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Bush called the Constitution a goddamn piece of paper. When are you going to do something personally about it?
Well, that's absolutely a great question. Thank you. We'll be right back with our next hour on The Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby. Stay tuned.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Of all the dumb and delusional statements made by Bush this year, last night's "not only can we win the war in Iraq, we are winning the war in Iraq" certainly ranks among the top. But my personal favorite came in February, when Bush was selling his plan to overhaul Social Security at a town hall meeting in Omaha. Responding to a divorced mother of three who was working three different jobs at the time, Bush remarked,
"You worked three jobs.
Three jobs, yes.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that."
Fantastic indeed. For nine straight years, the federal minimum wage has been stuck at a pathetically low $5.15 an hour. And if we don't see a boost by next year, it'll be the longest the country has ever gone without an increase. Will this shameful streak be broken in 2006? In a country where the president believes that holding three jobs is a unique and fantastic American experience, the odds aren't too good. I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, visit thenation.com.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush defended domestic spying, called for renewal of the Patriot Act, again called for patience in Iraq, and responded to charges he doesn't care about black people. Bush said he approved spying on suspected terrorists without court orders because it was a necessary part of my job to protect Americans from attack. At his news conference at the White House, Bush challenged Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid and Democratic Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, without naming them, to allow a final vote on legislation renewing the Patriot Act. Bush also acknowledged a pre-war failure of American intelligence, claiming that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, saying that's complicated the U.S. ability to confront other potential emerging threats like Iran. And Bush responded to criticism of his record on racial issues. He said, quote, "One of the most hurtful things I can hear is Bush doesn't care about African Americans." Bush said, first of all, it's not true, and secondly, he said, "I've got to do a better job of communicating to certain folks." He urged Congress to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act and promised to sign it. George Bush at the news conference also said his top priorities for the coming year include keeping the U.S. economy growing and helping recovery efforts along the hurricane-battered Gulf Coast. Bush telling the reporters at the White House that lawmakers need to keep taxes low and make tax relief permanent, and he says government spending has to be restrained. George Bush also says he wants to continue moving more mobile homes and trailers to New Orleans and other areas along the Gulf Coast so people can have a place to stay while they look for work. Bush says he's pleased Congress passed the package of tax breaks for the region intended to help revive businesses there. And he said he looks forward to an up or down vote next month on Judge Samuel Alito's nomination to the Supreme Court. A Pentagon spokesman today says he has no information about the fate of American civilian contractor Ronald Schultz. Spokesman Lawrence Derita also says there's no information about a video on the Internet that shows a man being shot in the back of the head. That video, posted by an extremist group that earlier claimed to have killed Schultz, but the video does not show the victim's face, so you can't identify him. Schultz, a civilian contractor from Alaska, has been identified by the extremist group as a security consultant for the Iraqi Housing Ministry. Schultz's sister Julie says she had no confirmation of her brother's death from U.S. officials. Murder in the U.S. is up, but most other serious crimes on the decline. That's the picture from the FBI report on crime during the first 6 months of this year. The murder rate climbed by 2%, the biggest increases in small towns in the Midwest. In cities with fewer than 10,000, the overall increase 13%. The rising murder rate follows a dramatic decline in the number of other crimes. For rape, arson, assault, and other serious crime, the numbers are down. Rapes fell 5%, arson crimes down nearly 6%. This is Air America Radio News.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werbe here from Detroit, Michigan, broadcasting on Air America. Getting your calls at 866-303-2270. Your emails at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. If you're just joining us, welcome. PeterWerbe.com, W-E-R-B-E, W-E-R-B-E. PeterWerbe.com is my website, and you can check that out as well. Well, the first hour of the Mike Malloy Show, we spent talking about domestic spying, Bush's rationale that he's trying to make us all safer. Nothing to do with domestic suppression of dissent. Nothing about trying to frighten us into not challenging the government. Let's also we talked about the economy as well. We had the executive director of United for a Fair Economy on, and she was talking about new tax breaks for the wealthy. And by the way, these, remember their whole deal, they being Bush Co., Bush Incorporated, was that there was going to be a lot of jobs created. But apparently with this latest study, there's no correlation whatsoever between the Bush tax cuts and job creation. The rate of job growth, in fact, is at an historic low after 4 years of tax cuts. And the quality of jobs that are being created, they're poor. They're poor. Hey, the stock market's up. Productivity is up. It used to be that the more we produce, the more productivity we as workers created, the more we would get rewarded. Of course, the people that own would get the majority of it, but we'd get little, you know, more and more crumbs from the table. And that's not true anymore. It's whatever the rulers can take. And since we're putting up so little opposition, they're just taking more and more. And the fact that they're going to sell the whole country, in fact, they have sold the whole country into debt, they don't care. They don't care whatsoever. All right, it wasn't much new in Bush's speech. They talked that he had... he exhibited humility. Well, isn't that nice? Somebody that was actually a little humble instead of the arrogance of that's normally exhibited by Bush and Cheney and the rest of them. Well, there actually was something a little novel in it. Where is this New York Times account? Yeah. This is Bush added, and not even the terrorists believe it, that America is lost. We know from their communications that they feel a tightening noose and fear the rise of democratic Iraq. The president, speaking in a steady voice, punctuated by the constant gesturing of his hands, nonetheless acknowledged his critics more than he has in the past and adopted a more humble tone. Now, what is up? I didn't see it. You know, as soon as I hear his voice, I go, turn off the radio. The idea of sitting in a chair, I mean, this is how they could get me to talk. They don't have to bring out like the hot lead enema or anything like that, or waterboarding or any of the other tortures.